Today on From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, discover what you can have when you believe.
We want to kick off our series, The Joy of Christmas, talking about the joy of believing. The poster child for belief is somebody that is so misunderstood in the Bible. Her name is Mary. Mary is just a person like you and me. She's a sinner like you and me. She needs a Savior just like you and I do. Listen, Mary is not somebody to be worshiped and adored, and she's not somebody to be walked over and ignored. She's somebody that we can learn from because she is one who had simple, childlike faith. There is truth, there is truth, there is
Christmas is a joyous time full of family, celebration, and giving. But it can also be a time of discouragement for so many people. And this year, that may be a huge understatement. But just maybe, you're in a group of people who are simply overwhelmed with all the preparations that Christmas often requires. And the stress is stealing your joy. Or perhaps you've recently lost a loved one and facing the holidays without them, and it's breaking your heart. If you're struggling to find joy this Christmas season, you've joined From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve on a great day as he begins a short series entitled The Joy of Christmas and How to Have It. Open your Bible now to the Gospel of Luke. Here's Pastor Jeff to begin the first lesson of the series entitled The Joy of Believing.
Christmas is a joyous time. It's a time to rejoice and a time to celebrate. Now, the question is very simple, very straightforward. Do you have joy? I'm not talking about happiness, I'm talking about joy. You know, there's a difference between joy and happiness. Happiness is external. Happiness depends on what is happening to you. And if your happenstances are good, you're happy, and if your happenstances are bad, you're unhappy. But joy is not based on circumstances. Joy is something that is deeper. As someone once said, happiness is like a thermometer. It registers conditions. But joy is like a thermostat, and it regulates conditions. Joy comes from God. It's one of those things that's part of the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Comes from God, true joy. You can't have true joy apart from God, because it's part of God's things. And you enter into joy when you believe the Lord, when you believe the message that He gives in His Word, when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to kick off our series, The Joy of Christmas, talking about the joy of believing. And the poster child for belief is somebody that is so misunderstood in the Bible. Her name is Mary. She was chosen to be the mother, the human instrument to bring Jesus Christ into this world. Now, many people are confused about her. The Catholic Church deifies her and says Mary is, she's equal with Jesus, and she is also a Savior, and you pray to Mary and you worship Mary, and we have statues for Mary. And so that's on this one end of the spectrum that is just totally foreign to Scripture. Mary is just a person like you and me. She's a sinner like you and me. She needs a Savior just like you and I do. So on one side, we have people that worship Mary. Now on the other side, we have people that disregard Mary because they're pushing back against this extreme that they see in the Catholic Church. So they say, no, let's just not really talk about Mary. Listen, Mary is not somebody to be worshiped and adored, and she's not somebody to be walked over and ignored. She's somebody that we can learn from because she is the prototype believer. She is one who had simple, childlike faith. And the Bible records her faith in Luke chapter 1. I'll start reading in verse 26. It says, now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth. The sixth month is the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy. Elizabeth was talked about in the opening part of chapter 1. And so he's talking about the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy. And Elizabeth is going to give birth to John the Baptist. And that's a miracle in itself because Elizabeth is 60 plus years old, never had a child. She's barren and she is past childbearing. She's gone through the change. And so it's impossible for her to have a child. But with God, all things are possible. And so Elizabeth now is in her sixth month. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the descendants of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he, Gabriel, said to her, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus." That name means Jehovah saves. "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and for that reason the holy offspring shall be called the Son of God. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived in her old age, and she who is called barren is now in her sixth month, for nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, the bondslave of the Lord, be it done to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Such a great story that is given in the word of God to tell us how this came about, that God would become a man that we would know as Jesus. And Mary heard the announcement from the angel Gabriel, and she believed. And Elizabeth, when she sees Mary, she says this to her, "And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what had been spoken to her by the Lord." Hey, here's the question I want you to consider. I asked you the question, do you have joy? Well, this message is called The Joy of Believing. So have you made the all-important decision to believe God? The all-important decision to believe God. Paul, who was in a terrible storm, told those guys who all thought they were going to die. Paul himself thought he was going to die until he got a visit from an angel himself. He said, "Don't fear, men. I believe God that it's going to happen just like he said." The joy of believing. Do you believe God? I want to share with you four encouragements from the announcement Gabriel made to Mary, from the life of Mary, who was a prototype, somebody to follow in her simple childlike faith and belief. Encouragement number one, you can believe God just like Mary did, even when you're afraid. Even when you are afraid. Now, when the angel showed up, Gabriel, he shows up. It says in chapter 1 that he says to Zacharias, when he visited Zacharias 6 months earlier, he said, "I am Gabriel who stand in the presence of God." He is the mighty messenger of God. Now, any time in the Bible when people would encounter an angel, they would be afraid. Seriously afraid. The Roman soldiers, when the angel came and rolled away the stone when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, the Bible says those Roman soldiers who were tough and courageous, they shook with fear and became like dead men because there was the fear of the angel. And so the angel says to Mary, "Do not be afraid." Why? Because she's afraid. Because you'd be afraid, and I'd be afraid, and we'd be afraid. When Gabriel came to Zacharias, who was a priest, probably 70 years old or so, he saw the angel. The Bible says he was gripped with fear. And so here is Mary. Mary's about 14, 15 years old probably. We don't know for sure, but she's a teenager. And so this young girl in Nazareth, she sees a holy angel and she is afraid. She's greatly troubled. Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you. And she's troubled by that salutation and she's afraid, but she still believed. Hey, you can believe God even when you are afraid. God has story after story in the Bible of people who were afraid when the Lord came with a message for them. They were afraid, but they still stepped out in faith. Some of us think, well, you know, in order for me to really have faith, I have to have the absence of fear. No, you don't. Fear can be there. The devil uses fear to try and keep us from doing what God wants us to do. Fear's okay as long as your faith is greater than your fear. You know who had fear in the Bible? Moses. Moses was afraid. When he killed the Egyptian, he fled because he was afraid. When he saw God at the burning bush, he was afraid to look at God. He was afraid to be in the presence of God. He didn't think he could do what God had called him to do, to deliver his people. He was afraid, but he stepped out in faith and God used him. Gideon, in the book of Judges, he was so afraid of the Midianites, and God said to him through the angel, hail, mighty man of valor. And Gideon's like, who are you talking to? And they don't call me mighty man of valor. They call me Chicken Little. Hey, Kenny Rogers sings about me. I'm the coward of the county. He was afraid, and God used him. He was afraid, but he stepped out in faith in the midst of his fear. Paul was afraid when he was on that shipwreck. And the angel came and said, do not be afraid, Paul, because you're not going to die in this storm. David, who went up against Goliath, he dealt with fear. We know he dealt with fear because he writes about it in Psalm 56, and he says this, when I am afraid, not if I am ever afraid, he says, when I'm afraid, I will put my trust in you, in God whose word I praise, in God I put my trust, I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me? Maybe you're afraid. God tells you, hey, I need you to talk to your neighbor about me, to tell your neighbor about Jesus. Lord, I can't do that. I'm too afraid. I don't know what I would say. There's fear grips your heart when you sense the Lord wants you to witness. You sense the Lord wants you to start really giving and honoring him from your wealth, and you become afraid, and you look at how you can't do that, and I don't have enough money to do that, Lord, and you're afraid. God calls you to get out of the boat and walk on the water with him, doing something that you don't think is possible, and you're afraid. And you say, well, I can't do that. I'm too afraid. Hey, you can believe God even when you're afraid. Fear's okay as long as your faith is greater than your fear. Mary was dealing with fear, but it didn't stop her from believing God. Second encouragement, you can believe God even when you don't understand. Even when you don't understand. Now look at it again, verse 28. And coming in, the angel said to her, hail, favored one, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this might be. And the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end. And Mary said, how can this be since I'm a virgin? I mean, to hear the message that she was given. Now, remember this, very important. There had been what the theologians call the silent years, the 400 plus silent years between the book of Malachi and the New Testament. God hadn't spoken for all those years. God, there's no miracle in all those years. And now all of a sudden the miracles start coming. It was a miracle that Elizabeth was pregnant in her old age, pregnant with John the Baptist, a miracle pregnancy. Now, it's still a man and a woman coming together and they're having a son. So it's a miracle, but it's not a miracle like this miracle. I mean, this is, you're going to have a son and he's going to be the Messiah and he's going to rule and he's going to be the Son of the Most High God. I mean, that just blows her mind. She didn't understand how any of this was going to take place. She didn't even understand why the angel was coming to her. Because Mary lived in Nazareth. It's called in the scripture to a city in Galilee called Nazareth. They had to identify where it was, what region it was in, because you wouldn't know where it was unless it said it was in Galilee. Why? Because Nazareth is a grease spot in Galilee. It's a nothing place. Remember what Nathanael said? Nazareth, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? I mean, Nazareth, you talk about backwater. You talk about jerktown Israel. I mean, that's Nazareth. Maybe only 150 people, 200 people lived in Nazareth. I mean, it is small. It is dinky. I mean, they didn't have a stop and go. They had nothing there. I mean, you know, there's not even a stop sign. There's not a four-way intersection in Nazareth. Nothing. It's a nothing place. And here she is, a 15-year-old girl living in a nothing place. And the angel comes to her and says, you're the one that God has chosen to be the mother of the Messiah. Well, that just blew her away. She didn't understand how that could possibly be. Why would you come to me? Why are you calling me favored one? Why are you saying I'm greatly graced? How is this going to happen? All sorts of questions. How is God with me? And she didn't understand. Hey, you can believe God even when you don't understand. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. We like to understand. There's not a problem in trying to understand. She asks the question, how can this be since I'm a virgin? She wants to understand. But so much of what the Lord tells us in his word, we're going to have trouble understanding it. And if you say, well, I'm not going to do what God says until I fully understand the whys and the wherefores, then you're going to be left out in the cold. You're never going to believe God. You're never going to trust God. You're never going to get out of the boat and walk on the water with him. Hey, you can believe him even when you don't understand. And remember this, Mary is a 15-year-old girl living in the backwater town of Nazareth. And that God would choose her. And see, here's the thing too. Mary knows who Mary is. She knows about all the sins she's committed in her life. Just like you know about the sins you've committed, I know about the sins I've committed. She knows about all the struggles she has in her life. She knows she is not worthy for this announcement. You know, when I think about the truth that God loves me, I have a hard time understanding that because I know me. And I think, Lord, how could you love me? I don't love me a lot of the time, and yet you love me, you would die for me, that you would not only love me, but you would die for me, that you would save me when I cried out to you in repentance and faith. And not only love me and die for me and save me, but then you would call me into the ministry. Lord, do you know who you got here? I mean, did you get a wrong turn somewhere? You came to Nazareth, as Mary would think. Aren't you supposed to go to Jerusalem? That's where the big shots are. I'm a little shot. I'm nothing. I'm a nobody. Remember this about God. There is no one too small for God to use. There are only people too big for God to use. God's opposed to the proud. He gives grace to the humble. And see, when you don't understand, you can still believe God. You can say, I'm going to trust in the Lord with all my heart. I'm not going to lean on my own understanding because I don't have much. And I don't have to understand everything that God says for me to do what God says. We like to ask the question, why, Lord? Why, Lord? Why, Lord, this? Why, Lord, that? Why, Lord, the other? And the Lord says, my child, just trust me and do what I say. Hey, you can believe God even when you're afraid. You can believe God even when you don't understand, and she did not understand. And then on the heels of that, encouragement number three, you can believe God even when his word seems impossible. When it seems impossible. And what she has been told seems impossible. And so she says, verse 34, how can this be since I'm a virgin? Now, she didn't say it with, some skepticism, like, well, I don't believe that. That can't happen because I'm a virgin, so that can't happen. She knew the announcement from that question. She knew that the announcement wasn't an announcement saying, you know, when you and Joseph get married a year from now, and then you start having kids, then one of your kids, you're going to name Jesus. No, because then it would be like, okay, well, he's talking about future, and then I'm going to have a husband, and then we're going to have a relationship, a physical relationship as man and wife, and then we're going to have children. So, yeah, that makes sense. No. She knew that this meant now. Now, because her question doesn't make sense unless she understood that. How can this be since I'm a virgin? And the angel responded in verse 35. He said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and for that reason, the holy offspring shall be called the Son of God. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth, a cousin or an aunt, she was much, much older, obviously, than Mary. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age, and she who is called barren is now in her sixth month, for nothing will be impossible with God. Mary asked the question, how's this going to happen? I mean, I don't understand. And what you're telling me is impossible because I'm a virgin, and it's impossible for a virgin to give birth. Now, this didn't make sense to her. This seemed impossible to her, a virgin pregnant. But as it says in verse 37, nothing will be impossible with God. You can believe God. Even when his word seems impossible to come to pass, because God is the God of might and miracle.
What a marvelous truth to know that nothing is impossible with God. Have you experienced that deep joy that comes from belief in God? And that joy also includes the peace that passes all understanding, the comfort that removes the hurts, and the purpose that propels us to greatness. He'll be continuing this series all this week and early next week, so don't miss any day. Now, here's something else I hope that you don't miss, and that is having the blessing of reaching out to people in your hometown and even around the world every day, telling them about the love of Christ, the kind of love that is for now and for eternity. How can you do that? Well, you can do that when you join us at From His Heart financially to support this outreach. One from which Pastor Jeff Shreve receives not a dime. All you give goes to helping us broadcast on this and hundreds of other stations in this nation and around the world. And this is a great time to start, as we're depending on the support that we get this month to sustain us in 2021 and allow us to plan for great expansion next year. Your partnership means everything to us and to this outreach. And for a gift of $25 or more today, we'll also say thank you by sending you Pastor Jeff's new devotional book that he helped to write, called The Spirit of God Within You. You can go online to see a picture of it and more details, but it's a beautiful book, and you will be blessed each and every day of 2021 as you meditate on these truths every day. Just call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or go online to fromhisheart.org to make your year-end gift. And God bless you for helping us impact the world in 2021. Thank you, too, for joining us today on From His Heart. I'm Larry Nobles, inviting you to be here tomorrow for part two of this powerful message, The Joy of Believing, from Pastor Jeff Shreve's series, The Joy of Christmas. We'll return on Tuesday and again open up God's Word to share real truth, real love, and real hope from His heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more. Go to fromhisheart.org.